Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is why you're not getting clients. So this is really for anybody who might just be getting started, anybody who's not getting any clients, or maybe you're not getting the right clients. And I feel this is something that really needs to be addressed because of the rash of new VA coaches and trainers out there that have whipped together a course and are selling it. And, you know, I'm sure there's great information in there, but what they're teaching the people who buy these courses is to join VA groups to find clients. And that's not a strategy. They're not teaching anything helpful when it comes to actually getting clients. So if you're one of those people who've taken either advice or a course from somebody who said, hey, just go join VA groups to find clients, I'm sorry. That is not going to sustain your business on the long term. So I want to touch on the things that I see almost daily, whether it's advice from, against a so-called expert, or just plain bad advice. First off, let's address the one that says, join VA groups to find clients. Now, how do I know this? Because I have a VA group that coaches refer their students to find clients. That's why I know. And that is not a good strategy. In fact, it's a horrible strategy. Why are you joining a group full of VAs if you're looking for clients? Unless your clients are VAs, it's a waste of time. It's a good idea, but you don't join groups of VAs. You join groups where your clients or your potential clients hang out. So if you're someone who wants to help business coaches or yoga studios or life coaches, then you need to join a group where they are. You're going to have much higher success rate than joining a group full of VAs. Here's why. You become part of the feeding frenzy because there are these so-called experts out there telling all their students to join these groups. Well, think about the number of people that are joining at least my group waiting for a help wanted post. And then the minute it goes up, there are thousands, it seems like, of people who are waiting for just that one post to say, hey, I can help you, or I'm going to DM you, or here's the link to my website. You become part of a feeding frenzy. You're never going to get noticed that way. Of course, there's exceptions to the rule, but this is not a strategy for getting clients. This is short-term frustration, but not long-term success. There's also hope marketing. Hope marketing means you hope clients are going to find you without doing anything to get their attention. You hope that they're going to find your website or find your post or whatever it might be. There's no strategy behind hope marketing either. Competing on Fiverr or those other job boards to find clients. Now, I'm not saying you can't find clients there, but it is a tremendous amount of effort to find long-term clients there. Most people on those sites, I don't know, I'm generalizing, but most people on those sites are looking for the cheapest possible resource to get something done. It's not long-term. It's a one and done. And not only that, but you have to give part of your hard-earned money to those job boards. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to work for me. I think of them as eBay for gigs. So I'm not saying you can't find clients there. It's just there's a tremendous amount of time and effort that goes into that. There are better ways. Joining other types of job boards. I know there are some trainings out there that have job boards. Some of them could be good. Some could be bad. I don't have any real feedback, or not feedback, real knowledge in how they work. But you need to have a strategy for how to get noticed, because it's the same thing. It's like answering a help wanted ad. There are hundreds of people who pitch their hat in the ring. How do you get noticed? What is the strategy for that, right? And then cold pitching, sending people who don't know you from a hill of beans an email saying, hey, I'm a VA, hire me. And same thing with posting in groups. Hey, I'm a VA, hire me. That's not going to work. Cold emailing, cold pitching, cold posting, asking for people to hire you, it's not going to work either. a lot of times you just turn people off. I know it turns me off when I get emails from people I accept connections with at LinkedIn. And seconds later, they say, hey, I'm a VA, hire me. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't know you. So cold pitching doesn't work. Why? Because this is a relationship-based business. You work with people that you build a relationship with. If you're starting out the door by cold pitching, you're turning your potential clients away. So all of these things that I've talked about, these are not marketing. This is not marketing. Feeding frenzies, hope marketing, waiting for clients to find you, you know, joining job boards or places like Fiverr or cold pitching, joining VA groups to find clients. None of this is marketing. You know why you see other successful VAs and you probably wonder why they're successful? It's because they're using marketing. You have to learn to market yourself and your business if you want to be in business long term. Bottom line. Now, I'm not saying you can't get clients the way I've just discussed, but it's not a long term strategy, and it's going to be more frustrating and mind boggling to you than learning marketing. Marketing is a system. It's not hard. So if you're following some of these, I don't know what you want to call them. They're not really strategies, tips, I guess you would say, that you have been given by either a so-called expert or some advice on social media. None of this is marketing, and that's why you're not getting clients, or you're not getting enough clients, or not finding the right clients. So stop listening to these type of tips. If you want to be successful, you want to have a long-term successful business that is sustainable, that gives you freedom and flexibility, which is what most people want, you've got to embrace marketing. And marketing doesn't have to be difficult, right? It's all about relationships. What you're doing is you're building relationships with people online. How do you do that? You do that through digital marketing. All online businesses that are successful utilize digital marketing. You don't have to use all of it, but you have to use some core pieces to build relationships. How do you do that? You do that by being helpful first. Give before you get. Now, if you followed me for any time, you know I always say, well, share your valuable content. Well, what does that mean? Well, that's digital marketing, content marketing. You're creating and sharing valuable content that allows you to build relationships. Marketing is all about awareness. Right? Cold pitching is selling. Selling comes after marketing. So you want to embrace digital marketing. Digital marketing is how you market online. So I'm sure you've heard of email marketing and content marketing, sales funnels, websites. These are all part of the digital marketing umbrella, or what I would call channels. They are what's going to help you get the right clients and charge the premium rates that you want and stop competing with others, right? So the key pieces that I feel that all VAs should learn, you don't have to be an expert, but you need to have them for your business, is content marketing. So content marketing is creating valuable content that you can share that showcases your brilliance. Like what? Like a blog, a podcast? This is content marketing, what I'm doing right here. You create content to share with your audience that showcases your brilliance, right? Then you've got email marketing. Well, what happens with content marketing is you usually want to drive somebody to your website where you have a landing page where they can download something for free, okay? Once you get them on your list, then you start email marketing. That's how you start to build the relationship, through a series of email. You can also share your content on social media, which is part of social media marketing. Websites are a very important part of digital marketing. I'm sure there are, again, experts out there that say, well, you don't need a website. Well, yeah, you do. The biggest reason is if you just have a LinkedIn page or a Facebook page, you don't own LinkedIn and you don't own Facebook. And if you piss them off and you get blacklisted, what then? You need to have a website that helps you grow your own list, which you own and can nurture into relationships that will become clients. All of this together is a sales funnel. It doesn't have to be difficult. This is how you become successful long-term, and your digital marketing is doing the heavy lifting for you 24/7 so you can have more time with your kids or take vacations or just have more freedom and flexibility. Digital marketing, like all marketing, is a rinse and repeat system. Once you learn it, you can learn how to market anything. You can be such an asset to not only yourself, but to clients. So if you're not getting clients or the right clients, it's because you're not marketing. You're pitching, or you're waiting, or you're using what's called hope marketing. My best advice to you is, if you don't want to continue to find clients that way, is you embrace all things digital marketing. And I actually have a new program that's coming out. At the time of this video, it is in production, so to speak, but it may already be released by the time you listen to this. But this program is not your typical VA training. You know why? Because I teach you digital marketing. I teach you real strategies on how to get clients. I teach you a lot of other things as well, but this course is going to teach you content marketing, email marketing, social media marketing, how to set up a simple website and create a sales funnel so you can automate your marketing and embrace all things digital marketing and get out of the feeding frenzy. If you want to stand out and get the right clients, you have to have long-term strategies for marketing, and that's what digital marketing can do for you. Anyway, I've left a link below. Again, at the time of this podcast, this recording, the program is not quite launched yet. You may listen to this and it's already launched, and you'll be able to find all the details of the program. But if you're looking for something that will actually teach you how to be successful instead of fluff and filler, I highly recommend that you check out my VA Success System program. There's nothing like it on the market. And I know you hear that from other people that say there's no training like this, but truly there is nothing out there, because 99% of those VA trainers and coaches, they don't teach marketing. They teach you join a group, join Fiverr, post on Facebook, cold pitch. None of that works. Remember, relationship-based. Anyway, so hopefully I've given you some ideas. If you're not getting clients, what you can start doing. If you want to really learn that long-term strategy of digital marketing, which I call, it's a twofer, because not only can you learn it for your business, you can help your clients as well, and that can be a premium service. Please feel free to click on the link below and find out more about my VA Success System. And if you have any comments, I would love to hear those as well. And please feel free to subscribe. I release these every week. I'd love to have you part of the community. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.